This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
British Prime Minister Theresa May and her administration are currently facing the country's most crucial negotiations in over 50 years, the Brexit negotiations. However, last week, Sir Ivan Rogers grabbed media headlines after he resigned as the UK's permanent representative to the European Union. Critics argue his departure is a hit to Britain's Brexit deal, as he is known to have had a key role in the negotiations. Dr. Mark Garnett, senior lecturer in politics at Lancaster University, explains how Sir Ivan's resignation impacts the current British administration.
The resignation of Sir Ivan Rogers is obviously a setback to the people who wanted this process to look as if it was going smoothly. It's a big setback to the government. The resignation has exposed this gap of knowledge as well as a gap in terms of opposing arguments between the pro and anti-European factions in Britain. Those who are keen for Britain to get out quickly are actually celebrating the departure of this man who knows what he's talking about. It's only in time that we'll come to understand whether this was a disaster for Britain's negotiating position. And if somebody like Sir Ivan Rogers feels that he has to resign, it shows that the British government isn't making up its position very well. There is a considerable amount of confusion on the British side. Within the EU, there probably will also be a certain amount of confusion, but nothing like the level, and especially because the British government itself remains quite seriously divided over the wisdom of Brexit. It really does present, I think, the British government with the biggest political problem since the Second World War. Now, as soon as Sir Ivan Rogers resigned, there were voices in Britain calling for the appointment of somebody who hated the European Union. And this, again, just shows how unreal this debate is, that people have an inherent hostility to the European Union, which lacks any understanding at all of how the European Union works.
In a letter explaining his resignation, Sir Ivan says the strategy for Brexit, which is due to be triggered in March, remains undefined and seems increasingly chaotic. Dr. Garnett believes this is due to the lack of proper planning from the British government, as well as the conflict between the Remainer and Leaver members of the Brexit vote.
One of the problems with the British position here is that the government itself is divided. And it's not just that it's divided between Remainers, as they're called, and Leavers. It's also divided between Leavers who want Britain to leave the single market completely and those who would prefer a softer kind of Brexit. So there are all these divisions going on. If you're trying to put together a negotiating team, you have somehow to accommodate all these different positions. And that would seem to me to be pretty well impossible. There's going to be disputes going on all the way through this process. In the end, the Prime Minister has to decide on the strategy. Once she's decided on the strategy, she's going to decide on the team. And I think what Sir Ivan has said in his letter really is that because the strategy itself is so difficult to come up with, it's just about impossible to come up with a team of negotiators. And in the end, the problem is that those who want Britain to leave will not be satisfied unless the negotiating team is entirely made up of people who want to leave counterparts. So the more that people want a kind of a hard Brexit, the more likely it is that that's going to take a very, very long time, and that at the end of that process, Britain might well be left with no deal at all with Europe.
Sir Ivan also sparked criticism when he warned UK politicians it may take as long as 10 years for the Brexit to take effect, as opposed to a 2-year deadline set by the EU once the UK triggers Article 50 in March. Dr. Garnett explains the rationale behind Sir Ivan's statement and the possibilities of completing the Brexit negotiations within the 2-year deadline.
The 2-year process is a kind of a rational timetable for people who want to reach an agreement. 2 years is probably more than enough for countries, the states whose disagreements with the European Union are kind of normal disagreements which are amenable to negotiation. The problem this time is that the differences between Britain and the European Union are not amenable to rational negotiation. And that means that the one option is to keep trying and trying and trying to reach some kind of a compromise. And hopefully, maybe by 2 years, the British public will have realised what a mistake it made when it voted to leave, and that they were voting for some imaginary scenario where Britain would again become a great imperial power and dominate the world, the kind of thing that was being sold to them by Leave campaigners. It could well be that after 2 years, the British public comes to its senses and decides that, in fact, it wants a deal which is very similar to what we already have. In other words, Britain is a member of the single market. It pays into the European budget. It obeys European laws, but it isn't technically a member of the European Union anymore. That seems to be the only sensible solution to all this mess. So that's a possible deal that might happen within 2 years, but I think that's more likely to happen within 10 years.
Moving forward, what can we expect from the Brexit talks in March between the UK and the EU? Dr. Garnett explains further.
I think that when the negotiations start, it really is going to reach very quickly an impasse over this question of immigration, that Mrs. May is obviously going to have that as her red line, that if Britain isn't allowed to regain control over immigration policy, then there won't be any deal. It seems to me that as soon as the negotiations start, they are going to come up against this particular issue. And Theresa May will be trying to get the best kind of trade deal which is compatible with Britain regaining control over immigration policy. The European Union will be saying that you can't get a good trade deal unless you have freedom of movement. And as I say, this is where the people who wanted Brexit were wishing for the impossible, wanting for a good trade deal with the European Union and a kind of a degree of control over something which the European Union believes is a kind of a one of its basic principles, that there should be freedom of movement. And this is where I think very quickly the negotiations are going to become deadlocked.
Dr. Garnett also shares his predictions on how post-Brexit Britain and other EU member states will develop once the Brexit process comes to an end.
If Britain wants a close and advantageous trade deal with the EU, it's going to have to accept a lot of things which Britain has found objectionable. For example, the free movement of peoples. For example, a lot of EU regulations. It will also have to contribute to the EU budget. Obviously, that was the kind of deal that Sir Ivan Rogers was hoping that he would be able to work towards. But as time has gone on, that kind of deal has looked less and less likely. So a lot of this argument is overshadowed by the fact that Britain has a kind of trading deficit with the European Union. Britain buys more goods from the European Union than the European Union buys from Britain, which is really quite an expected situation given the size of their economies. But also the problem with this is that people who think that Brexit is a good idea seem to think that British people buy goods from the European Union as some kind of favour to the European Union. In fact, what happens is British people buy goods from the European Union because they want those goods. Now, Britain itself is not really a major exporter anymore, certainly of manufactured goods, and the chances are that if Britain has a trade barrier between itself and the European Union, the things which the European Union currently buys from Britain will be actually manufactured within the single market within the European Union.
That was Dr. Mark Garnett, Senior Lecturer in Politics at Lancaster University. This is a report by Wan Udina. I am Aslin Balkis for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.